All right, we like to do this from time to time. Ed Carter is one of the few guys in the world that still has his own dial-in sports hotline. So let's give him a call and see what he's talking about this morning. Always full of hot sports opinions.
Sports break for February 18, year of our camo wearing open carry supporting Duck Dynasty Lord 2015. I'm Ed Carter. In geopolitical news about Somalian border skirmishes.
Yes.
In NFL news, attention Cowboy fans. The Lone Star State is canceling the latest silver and blue alert because them missing scorching hot cowboy opinions have been found right here in the tell it like it is mouth of one Ed Reagan Carter.
I didn't know that was his middle name.
Strap on your truth armor because I'm about to shoot you with an honesty arrow and it's going to hurt. Old Dez Bryant is a blinged up crybaby that ought to be thankful for whatever scraps the Cowboys offer him.
Wow.
If the team of Roger Dodger Starbacks offers you $6 an hour and a free Tokido for lunch, Dez, you take it. Repeat after me, Dez, 5 words. You honor the star.
That's 4 words.
Because you ain't the star. The star is that big blue thing in the middle of the field where Tom Landry's buried.
He is not buried there. It's ridiculous.
I heard old so-called Dez is a-bitching about being allegedly possibly being slapped with the franchise tag. Dez, this is not an insult. The insult's when you slap your mama upside that head.
Dang, man.
Why don't you shut the hell up and go after the ball like Cole Beasley does? Now, there's a real receiver who believes in America.
Of course.
In the debate about NAFTA. In baseball major league news, I seed where A-Rod issued an apology to all Yankee fans. Hey, A-Rod, how about issuing an apology to all Texas Rangers fans for freeloading on our financial coattails for the past decade? While you're at it, why don't you issue a few pictures of you and them she-males that you've been partying around with them strip clubs.
Gosh.
A-Rod, you can take your apology and shove it up your ass.
Whoa.
You're a disgrace to the Yankee pinstripes. You're a disgrace to Joe DiMaggio, God rest his soul. You're a disgrace to Mickey Mantle, God rest his soul. You're a disgrace to Thurman Munson. Whatever happened to him, wherever he's living or what.
Well, he's gone too.
You're not like Joe or Mickey or Thurman. To me, you're a lot more like Reggie Jackson or Bernie Williams or half of Derek Jeter, some of these arrogant guys.
Jeez. So obvious.
In civic news, I see where Denton is banning texting and driving. Once again, a sign of governmental overreach from low-information voters. Now, I ain't all for these kids that I see running all over our farm-to-market roads texting with their little friends with benefits, emoticons, and lols. But how about I send you a message while I'm driving next to you and you're swerving in my lane? I'll send you a message, but it ain't going to be iMessage. It's going to come courtesy of Smith & Wesson.
Oh, my Jeez. Gosh. Well, drive-by.
I will defend your right to keep away from the governmental intrusion. Note to government, you don't tell me what to do when I'm behind the wheel of my F-350. will shave, eat, brand a cow, and play a guitar at the same time while driving, and you don't say a damn thing about it. Hell, I conceived three kids while driving.
Oh, my gosh.
I have proven that I can handle my freedom. The question is, Goodman, can you handle yours? We're Sports Break. I'm Ed Carter.
Wow, hot opinions.
There you go. The opinions are his own, Ed Carter.